Not entirely. I mean, like any exercise, the purpose of the scenario is to get you to a certain conclusion. And so I think, you know, there were a lot of unrealities in the scenario. But what it was a useful exercise for was as a way of showing how the decision-making process runs and what sorts of problems might arise in it. So, you know, the scenario in a way was based obviously on what happened in Crimea with the appearance, as it were, of and in eastern Ukraine with the appearance of Russian special forces disguised as locals and so on. I suspect that because we have already seen that scenario once, the government, the authorities in Latvia or in Estonia or anywhere else will be better prepared for that sort of scenario than they were in Crimea. But it enabled us to look at how NATO and how the UK would make decisions in such a crisis.
So can I ask you, if you're saying that the scenario isn't entirely realistic, why did you agree to take part?
Well, because it's an exercise. You know, that's the purpose of the exercise is to practice the steps of decision making in a crisis. And you know, all NATO exercises are also based on an extreme set of circumstances. You can't play the exercise in a way where you challenge the scenario, because otherwise you don't actually exercise the process of taking the necessary decisions. So from that point of view, I think, you know, do I think that the scenario of an uprising in Daugavpils is realistic? No, I don't. You know, I visited Daugavpils on a number of occasions when I was living in Latvia. I don't see this as Latvia's Crimea by any means. But if you want to have a scenario which enables you to look at what would happen if, then you have to start somewhere, and Daugavpils is as good a place as any to start.